From GPB News, this is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Wanda Sykes has never held her tongue. One of her comedy specials was literally called Tongue Untied. She doesn't even hold back when it comes to her own personal life.
It's harder being gay than it is being black. It is, because there's some things that I had... There's some things that I had to do as gay that I didn't have to do as black. I didn't have to come out black. Parents down and tell them about my blackness.
Last fall, Wanda joined me before her show in Atlanta to talk about her comedy career and her life away from the public eye. We started by talking about how she'll discuss what she shares on stage with her young kids.
I think I could have that conversation with them down the road, but it would also be conversations about all the stuff that they have because of what I say. You know,
Did
you enjoy that day at Disney when we had the tour and all that? Did you enjoy that? Okay, well, I'm gonna say some stuff about you when I'm on stage because that's what pays for all those trips. You know, like, oh boy, it was nice to be in France for a month over in the summer, right? Okay, well, Mama has to go say some stuff to pay for that. So it's a give and take.
So I wanted to talk to you. You're also the producer of Last Comic Standing. The winner of The Last Comic Standing, Clayton English, he said this, and I'm going to quote him. He says, Wanda and Paige, he's talking about your other producer, Paige Hurwitz, said, just go out there and be your best, have fun, don't worry about not having a good set, we won't air it. On American Idol, they want that somebody who sings terrible. Would it make better TV if you aired comics really blowing it, like horrible moments for them?
No, then that was the first thing I said when I came onto the project. When NBC approached us, Paige had worked on Last Comic before. She did, you know, some of the previous seasons, and this was my, you know, first one when we took it over. And I said, well, there's things that have to change. I said, no one wants to watch bad comedy. It's not like bad singing. Bad singing, you can get kind of like, get a kick out of it, and you're laughing. But bad comedy is just bad TV. You know, you can have a bad night. I could have a bad night. So I don't want them to go out there and have a bad night, and then that's who they are, you know. And we air that, and now we've ruined their career. So we were good about protecting the comics.
Well, let me ask you, I mean, you've done so many different things, and I wonder to what extent you prefer one over the other. And give you an example. You're really well known for being on the HBO series Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David. And from all reports, that show relies very heavily on improv. A lot of the exchanges are improv. I want to play a clip of the two of you. At this point, Larry has just accidentally mistaken a very well-dressed black man for a valet, and you have come over to tell him, give him a piece of your mind.
So you automatically think the black man is the valet, huh?
No, I don't automatically.
Yes, you did.
No.
I saw it.
You're standing by the valet.
Hit my car, boy.
Yeah.
I saw it, Larry.
Yeah, on a white shirt and a red tie and a vest. He's standing by the valet. So it's an honest mistake.
That's honest. Anytime I see a black man in a tie and a suit, I think, hey, you must park cars for a living.
So what's more fun for you, doing that where you get to improvise a lot or doing a more scripted, like, movie?
You know, if I had my choice, I would say working with Larry, I would love to do a scripted show with him because he's such a great writer. Like, I feel like I got ripped off doing Curb because it was as much fun as it is to do. You know, he's this guy who, you know, wrote Seinfeld and wrote all these great episodes. And then I get to work with him and it's, hey, you know, make up your own stuff. I'm like, this is, what the hell? What the hell? What a ripoff. You know, I'm like, you lazy bastard. No, write something. Give me something to say. It's so much fun doing that show, and I think that's the most asked question I get is, when is Curb coming back? Do you know anything about Curb? And the answer is, I have no idea. No idea what his plans are.
Well, so let me give you another example of something, to my mind, very, very different. And that's you at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in 2009. And here, this was right after all those pictures of President Obama had been released. I mean, he's from Hawaii, so there's all these pictures of him, you know, walking in the surf and he has no shirt on. So here it is.
I don't need to see your nipples. Is there a beach at Camp David? What the hell? a portrait of Lincoln. I'm sorry.
So that's a really different audience than, say, the audience you'll be performing for in Atlanta, people who bought tickets and come there to laugh. This is a different kind of audience. What's that like?
That was the most bizarre audience I've ever been in front of.
Yeah.
And I've done gay cruises, so that's how bizarre that audience was. Because, you know, you look out and you see all these dignitaries, and you know, you look over, you're like, oh, my God, there's a General Colin Powell right there. Oh, my God, that Madeleine Albright, wow, this is incredible. And you're just looking around, and then all of a sudden you go, what the hell is Kim Kardashian doing here? You know, and it just negates everything. You're like, whatever, okay.
So let me go back, because I was reading your Wikipedia page in my prep for this, and I read this great line. I want to read it to you. Not completely satisfied with her role with the NSA, Sykes began her stand-up career at a Coors Light Super Talent Showcase in Washington, D.C. This would have been in the 1980s. So I guess you were not completely satisfied at your job at the NSA, and that led you to comedy?
I know, that's so funny. Not completely satisfied. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I just would have had maybe two more good days at NSA.
Right, if they'd only given you that promotion, you would have been a spy instead of a comic.
Yes. I was just biding my time there.
Right.
You know. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, okay. So anyhow, I want to go back to, that was just a kind of a sidelight for me. But let me go back to, because you were featured on that show, Finding Your Roots.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you're aware of the controversy that came about because of Ben Affleck, and it was revealed that he tried to, I guess, control what information went out and what didn't. And I wonder how you felt about in that preparation for that being broadcast. Did you worry about what they might find out about your ancestors, and did you want to have a little more control over what was revealed and what wasn't?
I didn't even think about it like that. It's all, I don't know what the negative things that could come out of it. You know, really, I was hoping that I was going to get some casino money. Honestly, I was like, come on, Native American. I have to be Native American. This would be great. You know, and I joke and I say, well, I come from Free Negro, so maybe that's why I'm so uppity. And it explains my love of white women, you know. So that's it.
Before I let you go, I have to ask you about the kind of progress you think we have or have not made, because you had a late night talk show for Fox in 2009, and there's been a lot of discussion lately, especially since they sort of the late night personnel got shaken up a little bit, but they're still all men and they're almost mostly white guys. And it makes me wonder how much progress you think we have made or have not in entertainment.
You know, you look at it when you say the landscape of white guys, you know, that hasn't changed. But we gained some black bands, you know? So, we got The Roots. You know, we got John Baptiste, you know, it's the human. So, you know, you got to look at that on the bright side.
That's actress, producer, and comedian Wanda Sykes. I spoke with her last fall about comedy, the entertainment industry, and work-life balance. We know you enjoy conversations like this one when we talk to people whose names you may know, but whose stories you may not know. That's why we do what we do here at On Second Thought, is to bring you stories that you possibly have never heard before, ask questions that have possibly never been asked. In order to do that, it takes resources. And in order to have those resources, we depend on you. So, to keep On Second Thought on the air and support the programming here at GPB, consider a donation during our pledge drive. It just takes a couple minutes, and it's really easy. Here's how you do it.